Terry Elnisky of EMC's Data Computing Products Divisions here to help you deal with all of it. Terry, thanks for being on the program today.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having us.
Happy to have you. What are some of the biggest challenges people are facing, whether they're in government or out of government, at trying to just manage all of the information that they're encountering?
Yeah, that's a good question. And, you know, I think succinctly we can say that there are three key issues faced by data practitioners today, whether you're on the IT side of the business or you're a business user or an information consumer. And those three key issues are really, you know, just dealing with the sheer amount and variety of data that are coming into the organization today, making sense of the data, and then, of course, extracting value from it and finding some way to actually add value to the business. And then I think rethinking the role that data plays in driving the business or the organization. So essentially, with the the web, internet, machine learning applications generating lots of data, with everyone and everyone leaving a digital footprint today, there's just a tsunami of information coming into organizations. So getting your arms around that, having the technology, the organizational infrastructure, the kind of incentives an organization can put into place to actually deal with that is really a huge problem for organizations. And whether you're in the private sector or the government sector, you're going to be dealing with these data issues. Go ahead.
I was just going to ask you if there are one of those three elements that are maybe more difficult than the other, or does it vary depending on the kind of person that's trying to process all this stuff?
You know, EMC Greenplum has customers in both sectors, in the public sector and in the private sector. And I think our experience points to right now that everyone has to deal with information. The amount of information coming in is exploding. It's large. There's new types of information coming in. You need new tools and technologies to actually deal with the data. I think everyone's experiencing the same kinds of problems. I think there are some organizations and businesses that are more data intensive than others. Think of the large web properties, for example, financial institutions, and certainly many of the large government agencies are very data driven and information intensive. So you could argue that they actually have a bigger problem to solve, but it's really just orders of magnitude, because I think everyone is still dealing with the same three key problems: how to deal with the volume, variety, and velocity of information, and how to make sense of it, and actually how to actually get some value out of it that can actually help you help your business perform better or create value for the end user or your consumer or whatnot. But I think everyone's wrestling with the same issues. It's just, it's an order of magnitude difference. That's the essential differentiation.
Tell me about the Data Hero Awards and how what you're planning to do here connects with trying to help people understand better how to manage all of this information they're being swamped with.
Sure. Well, EMC is actually announcing the Data Hero Award, which is set against the backdrop of this new emergent era of big data, as we just described. It's really about the information explosion that's happening across the globe. We want to celebrate and recognize individuals and organizations that have actually found a way to take massive amounts of information as well as new technologies and revolutionize the way we work and the way we live in this increasingly data-driven world. The program will honor individuals at the EMC World Conference May 9th through 12th in Las Vegas. And essentially, we're going to be awarding people or organizations in six different categories for technical excellence in the field of government, social services, and other kind of NGO types of organizations. We'll be giving an award for technology excellence in web, internet, and new media, as well as high tech, clean tech, and green tech, consumer products, life sciences/healthcare, and we'll also be giving an award for a data hero visionary. So that's one person who's demonstrated extraordinary thought leadership and vision in and around the world of big data, information, technologies, et cetera, and someone whose work and pioneering spirit essentially inspires others to higher levels of creativity or others to actually take a look at the big data trends that are shaping our world and get involved, go do something with them, recreate their job, join an organization that's building a product or service around them, but just someone who's been incredibly influential in the industry thus far. So we're going to be recognizing, again, organizations and individuals who are really, first of all, get the deal with big data and are trying to make a difference with it.
Excellent stuff, Terry. We appreciate you being on the show today. You can find EMC Data's study on information growth and information on the Data Hero Awards at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Appreciate you being on the show today, Terry. Thanks.